As promised, we're joined right now by an ESPN senior NBA insider, host of the Woj Pod, Adrian Wojnarowski, back in the jungle. Adrian, good to have you back. How are you?
Jim, man, it's great to be back. How are you?
It is great to have you back. I'm awesome, and I'm anxious to talk to you about the Cavaliers. Adrian, so let me start right there. When the finals ended on June 12th, did you think that a month and a half later, we'd be talking about a situation where the Cavs have a new GM and Kyrie Irving would have demanded a trade?
Well, here's the thing, Jim. I think that there was a conversation that is going to go on all year that is built around, yes, Kyrie and his future, but also LeBron's future. And I think without a commitment from LeBron that he's definitely coming back or that he's going to leave, whatever it is, there's going to be uncertainty with everybody else about how to proceed, because I think it's tough for Kyrie Irving, it's tough for the organization to know, what does this mean for our future based on LeBron? And he's earned his free agency. He's done these shorter contracts to give him a lot of flexibility to make decisions going forward. And so, I think right now that Kyrie's trying to get a sense of what this would look like without LeBron and what it would mean for his future. And I think the organization's trying to figure out what the best route to go is here, whether it's to go all in for 1 year or to hedge a little bit, not knowing if do you want to give up more assets, go all in short term, have LeBron leave and sort of be left with a team that's not built to rebuild very quickly. So I think it's a difficult situation for the organization. I think it's difficult for Irving. And listen, LeBron doesn't have to decide. He doesn't have to tell anybody what his plans are. He may not know what his plans are, but I think, though, all of it together is going to make for a difficult year for Cleveland in the short term, trying to figure out how to put a team together for this year, and then playing out something longer term.
Adrian Wojnarowski joining us. He is an ESPN insider, NBA insider for ESPN. You know, Adrian, there's so much in that, in what you just said. So how much of this is about LeBron possibly leaving in a year and the team and Kyrie not knowing what he's going to do? And then how much of this is about tension between the two guys on the court and their roles? And then thirdly, how much of this is about Kyrie feeling that LeBron gets special treatment that Kyrie himself does not receive?
Well, I think, take the last part. I don't know if it's about special treatment. LeBron James is going to get special treatment. He's earned it. That's, this, Jim, like he's the superstars of the league, and then there's superstars, and then there's another place for LeBron. He's earned that. What I'm told is that Kyrie would like to have more of a voice in Cleveland, in what it's going to be. I think he feels like he's earned part of that, too, and that definitely is a part of this. But a bigger part, too, is, like you said, looking out beyond this year and Irving trying to figure out how he fits in, what this will mean for his career. Kyrie knows that when LeBron left Miami, he's never going to be as close to LeBron as Dwayne Wade was. That's a different relationship. Dwayne and LeBron are peers. They're the same age. They came into this together. Kyrie's younger, and it's not going to be the same. But if Dwayne Wade didn't exactly know what LeBron was going to do, what chance does Kyrie really have to know? And I think all of that is playing into this. I think, based on my reporting, Jim, I think this is far less about tension on the court or about who's the focus, who's, like, anybody who plays with LeBron knows he's the focus and that the team is built around him. And I think Kyrie accepts that. But this is a team that's built around LeBron to play half court, to play slower. That's how they built this team. And if LeBron leaves, you're left with a team. With Kyrie, you would play differently. You'd play up more up-tempo. You'd play fast. You'd play more to his strengths. And this is not, A team built to do that, and, B, there's some big contracts on that team that would be hard to just move out and rebuild. And so that is driving this more than it is personality and being able to coexist. This is about a longer-term look at sort of having some ownership of his own career. That's been my reporting.
Adrian Wojnarowski joining us. He's also the host of the Woj Pod. Another angle here, Adrian, is the sense that, LeBron's always talked pretty positively about Kyrie and in public, but Kyrie's name comes up in trade talks around the draft. does his name get dangled at that point without the permission of LeBron? In other words, would the Cavs have checked with LeBron to see if he'd be okay with trading Kyrie? And if so, what kind of an impact might that have had on their relationship?
It's a good question, Jim. I don't fully know the answer to that. I do know that Kyrie was involved in conversations. And, you know, conversations are funny because it's one thing to be actively looking to move somebody. It's another thing to be open to, hey, would you do this? And then you look. There's very few guys you're never going to have that conversation about because you look and say, okay, could we be better? And so you look at it. But he was, and some of those conversations did go on. Only LeBron knows if he was aware of it. Only he does. And I'm not going to speak for him to know whether he was aware of it or not. You know, generally, I think nothing big is done there without ultimately his knowledge or nod. That's probably true with most great players in the league. I think it's true with him, too. But did it rise to the level where the organization shared it with him? Or that's only they know that, only LeBron and his you know, representation and his group really knows that. But, you know, Kyrie's aware of it. So I just think it's complicated there. It's complicated in Cleveland because you have a very involved owner. You have a star in LeBron who is very involved in all those player acquisition. You know, he's part of that conversation and helping to build the team. And then you have an all-star caliber player in Kyrie, a player who hit the biggest shot in franchise history. LeBron may have made the biggest play with a rundown of Iguodala, but Kyrie has been a part, you know, played a big part in winning that championship and is at the point where I'd like to have some say in this. And so you've got all these things sort of converging in a year where they don't know what LeBron's going to do going forward. And so I think these are all byproducts out of that.
All right, so all that taken together, where does that leave us? If you had to predict, does a deal get done for Kyrie before the start of training camp, or is it something that could drag into the regular season?
I don't want to predict on it, Jim, because these things just take a life of their own on. I do know this. I think there's great interest around the league in Kyrie. I think because two things that Cleveland has going in its favor to get a deal done, that he's 25 years old, he's still a young player, and he has 2 years guaranteed left on his deal. He's not... Paul George was in the last year of his deal. It's harder to trade for a guy who has 1 year left because you sort of almost have to really believe you have a great chance to re-sign him, or you feel like I'm not going to have to give up much for him. With Kyrie, I think teams are willing to give more. And I think what Cleveland's trying to find as they talk to teams is something that can help us short-term and long-term. Can we get – sometimes in a trade you can just get, hey, this is a short-term play. We get back things that help us short-term, or we get a draft pick, or we get a young player, something that helps us longer term. Cleveland wants to try to get both if they're going to do a deal. And I think there is so much interest in Kyrie that they have the potential to get a deal done because they can do a deal that maybe helps allow them to compete this year, but also maybe sets them up if LeBron does leave. Here's the bottom line, Jim. There's no trade out there. There's no deal out there where they say, oh, we are in position now to beat Golden State. We got A, B, and C, and now we're ready to beat the Warriors. They can't beat the Warriors right now, in all likelihood. They probably can't beat the Warriors as they're constructed. And there's no deal out there that's going to allow them to put something together that all of a sudden allows them to all of a sudden be shoulder to shoulder with Golden State. Golden State, in a lot of ways, has created this chaos around the league because everyone's trying to figure out a way to partner up, to get together, to leave where they are, and what's the formula anywhere that I can be, and this is talking not just LeBron, but for a lot of players, what's the formula of where I can go that I can compete with that team? And I don't know that anyone's quite figured that out yet.
He is a senior NBA insider for ESPN, also the host of the Woj Pod, which is excellent. Adrian Wojnarowski, my guest. Adrian, so good to have you back. Appreciate the insight and the info. And that's that. Good talking to you, Woj. Thank you very much. Adrian Wojnarowski, right on cue.